بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في النهي عن البدعة ومحدثات الأمور. This is the next chapter in which we are explained to us that we are prohibited from innovations, new things in Islam, and bringing any other new things. Bid'at, innovations, normally we think like what the Bareilis do, like 40th day, they make Uras a day. All those things, those are also bid'at, but also all modernism, it's also new things in Islam. The old Islam, the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we abandon then that and we follow all the new modern ways of Islam. Today the mixing of man and woman has become common and it is legalized by, unfortunately, scholars also. Music, the interfaith things, these are all new things. And we are commanded, we are prohibited from all these new things. So this is the chapter on the prohibition of innovation and introducing new matters in religion and how dangerous they are. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah Ta'ala says with regard to this, فَمَاذَا بَعَدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ Allah says, after the truth, there is only deviation. That is, the truth is the deen of Islam as Allah has revealed it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran and the Hadith. Now anything besides that, that is batil, that is deviation. So any new thing we bring into Islam, that is deviation. Truth has been completed and it is in Islam. It is like the cup is full, now you can't add anything more in it. It's done, the whole deen is completed by Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا فَرَّطَنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Allah Ta'ala says, we have not omitted anything in the book. In the Quran Sharif, whatever we had to say, it is there. So the whole of deen is in the Quran Sharif. Nothing is omitted. We don't have to go and look for other things. That this is not here, this is not complete. No, our deen has been completed for us. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ Your deen is perfect and completed. We don't have to look for new ways of propagating deen. With videos on YouTube, on TV, all that. How deen has to be promoted and how deen has to be spread, it is all complete. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ that if you dispute regarding any matter, then refer it to Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't understand something, in yourself you don't understand, or amongst yourselves, you are disputing about something, is this right, is this wrong, etc. So don't use your brain so much, refer it to Quran and Hadith. And see, is it in the Quran, is it in the Hadith? If it is there, then accept it. And from here, the four principles of our Sharia, on which the laws of fiqh are based on, are mentioned in this ayah. That, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولُ Obey Allah, that is the Quran Sharif. And أَطِيُوا الرَّسُولُ the Hadith, the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَأُولُوا الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ And those people who have got the say in deen, those people who are to say in charge of deen, that is the consensus of the ulama, the righteous ulama who are called Allah fearing. And what they say, that is called ijma, that follow that. And if you don't find anything in Quran, in Hadith, in ijma, then what you should do? You should see, look for it in Quran and Hadith and Ijma. That is what is called qiyas, analogy. You see a similar situation. A new situation has arisen today. For example, new business methods. New things in medicine, for example. Now that is not in the Quran and it is not in the Hadith. It is something new. Now what is the rule? Is it permissible? Is it not permissible? But you don't find it in Quran, you don't find it in Hadith, and you don't find it in Ijma, which is the consensus of the ulama. Then look, see what this situation is, and look for a similar situation in Quran, Hadith and Ijma. And what was the ruling there? Apply that ruling here. And this is what is called Qiyas. So these are the four principles. Of these four principles, the Salafis only accept two, Quran, Hadith. They don't accept Ijma. They don't even accept the Ijma. The consensus, forget of the ulama, even of the Sahaba. The Sahaba were all united, unanimous that Taraweeh is 20 rakat. But the Salafis say it's 8 rakat. All the Sahaba were unanimous that 3 talaqs are 3 talaqs. But the Salafis say 3 talaqs are 1 talaq. They went the wrong way, just like the Christians. They say 3 gods are 1 god. It just doesn't make sense according to maths, arithmetic. How can 3 be 1 and how can 1 be 3? 3 is 3. And so the trinity of the Christians also and these masalas of the Salafis also are totally out. They are totally wrong. So Allah give us tawfiq that we adhere strongly, firmly to Quran, Hadith. And that is the way that we should go. And when we, if something comes about which is not in there, then the consensus of the righteous ulama we should see. If you don't find it there also, and this is not our work, this is the work of big ulama, they will see and they will take out from Quran, Hadith, and they tell us what the rulings are for new situations that come about, new types of business methods, new types of things in medicine, new types of treatments, etc. What is the ruling? They will see according to that, they will inform us. We should try and follow in the correct way and make dua to Allah that He guides us to follow perfectly in the way of Quran and Hadith, the way Allah wants us to follow.